Good morning, afternoon, or evening, Miami University. My name is Paige Hake. Because Craig's mood appears to be as sporadic as Cincinnati weather, and he seems to think now is an optimal time to polish his shoes, I will be your sole host today on this episode of Career Chat. Immersed in the college life, it's easy to think of college as being separate from what is referred to as the real world, or the life that exists after graduation. But it is important to think of them as different parts of a whole and to make decisions now that will guide you to where you want to be. Here to talk to us about how faculty can play a direct role in this is Peg Fehman, who occupies various roles in Miami's Creative Arts program. Peg received her Bachelor of Fine Arts from Indiana University and her Master of Fine Arts from Yale, both in graphic design. Her commercial design experience includes working as a designer for the Yale University Printing Service and for Jacques Auger Design & Associates. Peg then began her career in academia at Miami University as an assistant professor and has been here ever since, working her way up to her current position, upon which I will allow her to elaborate.
Well, I have a couple different roles. I'm a chair of the Department of Art, and the Department of Art is actually a little bit more diverse than a lot of people realize. It includes graphic design, studio art that has six different areas, art history, and art education. So it's a fairly diverse set of faculty. And then I also teach in the graphic design program and a professor there. I am also an affiliate faculty member of the Armstrong Institute for Interactive Media Studies, and I used to be the co-director, so I'm still involved with them. And I'm also involved with something called the Miami Design Collaborative on campus. So I wear a couple different hats.
Oftentimes, we think of an artist as being insulated from the rest of the world. Can you give us some specific examples of creatives working outside of the studio in a more business-driven environment?
Sure. I think a lot of people think of the arts and they think of a painter sequestered in their studio, and we certainly do that. But there are, in many ways, the arts and the way people implement arts in their lives as a career looks a lot like the business world. And it's kind of a creative spin on the business world. I've got some great examples of students. I'll just list some of the different things that students have done when they've left here. Some of our alums are doing some pretty cool stuff and a wide variety of things that kind of surprise people sometimes. So we have everything from a creative strategist at Facebook, senior digital designers at Oscar de la Renta. We have people who own their own businesses, ceramicist Robert Siegel Ceramics, and several designers who also own and operate their own design firms. Senior graphic designer at Abercrombie & Fitch. We have people in different museums doing different roles, assistant editors of publications in museums, curators of image libraries, somebody's at the Metropolitan Museum of Art doing that. Program coordinators for Sotheby's, people who are professors. Actually, we have several different professors throughout the country, but one I'll note here is with the University of Oregon as an associate professor and area head of new media. We have somebody who is the key makeup artist for NCIS, which is pretty cool and something that most people wouldn't think of. People working as senior interactive designers for Turner Broadcasting, and somebody who is an award-winning action sports photographer. So a lot of different kinds of roles. People who are working for really large businesses, internationally known businesses with offices all over the world, as well as people that are working on their own in a private, more entrepreneurial kind of business. So it really varies a lot depending on the direction that the student wants to go in.
With such a variety of career paths, how do you go about integrating students into the career component?
Well, I think we do that in several different ways. In the art department, and again, it can vary from discipline to discipline since we have several different kinds of disciplines. But a lot of us are doing class projects where we connect to outside companies or guest artists or designers where those people, those companies and representatives might come into our classes. I personally have a project that I run in my branding class that a large corporation comes into the class and actually co-teaches with me for about a month, and the students actually are working on a project that would be a true life project that this company would be trying to sell for a client. We've got other almost semester-long classes where the students are actually solving client and company true life problems out in the world. Highwire Brand Studio is one of those classes. Interactive Media Studies runs a capstone where the students are designing interactive solutions. So those are multidisciplinary teams, but our students are always highly involved in those. We also do internships in our department, both in the art history area and in graphic design. We actually have a required internship, and the students have to have that as part of their degree requirements for graduation. So they are usually during the summer, but sometimes during the regular school year, depending on a student's schedule. They are actually going out, working with the company on site, and getting real-world experience, getting real-world networking and connections, and having that kind of intensive experience based on what they've learned at Miami. We also bring people here to do class projects with our students, but we'll also have guest speakers and connect the students that way. They might come in to do different kinds of workshop depending on the field of study. And we take them out into the field, like field trips and things like that, where they're actually connecting to different kind of artists, designers, firms, and perhaps a field trip to New York or Chicago that they might do over a weekend, or something closer to home, maybe Cincinnati, that they might do just in a class period. So trying to connect them to the outside world, not just staying in the classroom in that way, I think is really important.
On that note, how do you specifically connect students with employers for internships?
So that's done in several different ways. Certainly the Career Services Office helps us. They're sending me ideas. I just got a connection this morning from a potential employer who wants to come to campus next week and talk to us about setting up internships. Also, we have a database, and a lot of it's alumni contacts because we have great alumni at Miami. So we'll send out emails to folks who I know that are working in the various fields and ask them if they need interns. We'll then, if we connect with those companies and those individuals, we will send out emails to the students letting them know that those opportunities are available, just like the Career Services Office is also sending timely emails helping the students connect to the database that they keep. So a lot of it's just connecting out to companies, finding out what the opportunities are, what's available. In the graphic design program, we actually have some pretty established intern employers that we connect with on a yearly basis. So, for instance, this morning I just heard from Interbrand, who's one of our very stable internship employers. They contacted me this morning and asked me to send them resumes and sample work from junior students who they want to interview for summer internships. So most of it happens throughout the spring semester in terms of making those connections, and we just kind of work back and forth until the students are all placed. And the internships tend to be kind of all over the place. We have several that are here on campus in different offices, and then we have internships that are really all over the country. We've even had some students do international. That's tricky. It can be difficult with all the paperwork and everything, but there have been some rare instances where students had good connections through a parent or something, and they were able to do an international internship.
So throughout the educational process, you are placing your students into situations that are similar to those they should expect after graduation. What is the main advantage of immersing students in these real-world scenarios early in their college experience?
I really think it's the hands-on experience. With a lot of these disciplines, you know, you can't just sit around and talk about what we do. You have to do it. And learning by doing is so important. I can talk about art theory or design theory until I'm blue in the face, but a student's just going to glaze over. If they're actually doing it, they're going to get what I'm trying to teach them so much faster. They're going to actually experience it, and they're going to understand it more fully because they've actually participated in creating something and really understanding what I'm talking about. And learning how to see is all part of that, right? So if I'm doing and I'm constantly critiquing and assessing and critically thinking about what I'm creating, or maybe what my teammate or my peer is creating, and we're talking about that work, we're really learning to see and learning to see what works, what doesn't work, and really critically assessing it. So I think the connection to the outside world, to internships, to working with client-based projects, working with companies and nonprofits, all of that is just an extension, right? And it's that hands-on experience that really enriches the students' learning and makes what they're doing so much more contextual to them. And when they're actually working with the types of people that they will be engaging with when they leave Miami, it becomes so much more real to them. And they're very motivated because they see the end of the story. They're not just in this abstract setting where they're not quite sure what the next 4 years will look like. When they're doing an internship, they can really see what it's going to look like when they graduate. So it really is very motivating in that way.
Do you see any disadvantages?
You know, I tried to think about that, and I really couldn't come up with anything. You know, and I've been doing this a long time, and, you know, it's amazing what, especially I'll take internships as an example, the growth and development that you see in an individual pre-internship to post-internship, because I usually get to teach them both before and after they've done their more intensive internship between the junior and senior year. And it is so cool to see the growth and development that has taken place over the course of that internship period. It really does help to focus the student. And I think because they suddenly see what their life is really going to be like, they're really excited by that. And so that can be very fun to watch. So I don't think there are any downsides. I have had students come back and say, oh, I didn't like my internship. You know, not always do we like the things that are put before us. So occasionally somebody will get an internship where they realize, you know, I don't like that part of the business, or I didn't like working with those kinds of clients. And that may feel like a downside to them, but in actuality, learning what they didn't like is actually very, very valuable, because so many of these fields are so broad that if you can figure out, okay, I could lop off this part of it because I know I don't want to do that part of the business, that X part of the business is not something I'm interested in, that's great. I think that's really valuable because that means you can focus your efforts a little more narrowly and just be more educated about making those kind of choices in the future.
By using such an advantageous strategy for students in the School of Creative Arts, I'm sure you have numerous success stories from students who have graduated and gone on to do great things. Could you share one that really stands out to you?
Mm-hmm, sure. So it's hard to pick one person because there have been lots and lots. But somebody that came to mind was Jennifer Merchant. She graduated in 2000. I guess one of the reasons she comes to mind is she's sort of come in a way full circle. So she did really well in the graphic design program. She graduated and immediately got a job at American Greetings, which is one of the companies that we have had a relationship with for many years. And we've very traditionally had interns with them pretty consistently over the course of many years. She got a full-time position with them and worked with them for, I believe it was about 4 or 5 years. Did very well, but wanted to move back to the Cincinnati area. And so she continued working for them, but was starting to look for jobs down here. And she ended up getting a job at Procter & Gamble as a design director. And she has been sort of moving up the ranks at Procter & Gamble now for several years. And as a design director, she works with a lot of design firms. So she sort of manages different brands and is kind of the design guardian, if you'd like to look at it that way, for those particular brands. And then she'll work within a brand as they might be doing design work for a particular brand that she's the guardian of. But she's sort of the liaison between, and she's the one who makes sure they're staying within brand guidelines, that they're staying true to the brand, and she critiques them heavily. And she's not actually doing any design work herself per se, but she's doing more art direction than anything. So she's moved to a level where she's not working on the board, as we used to say, or doing hands-on design work from a day-to-day basis, but she's working more conceptually and really guiding them. What's interesting about Jen, too, is I reconnected with her a few years ago because we were going to do a project with Interbrand where they were going to come into my class, and they decided they wanted to do a P&G project. So we connected back with Jen, and Jen actually came into the classroom with the Interbrand folks and acted as the client critic and actually met with the students several times from a brand manager perspective to critique their work. And I'm actually hoping to be able to do that again. It was so great to get both the design director perspective from Interbrand, who was doing the work, and also the more client design manager perspective, because they had very different things to say actually when they were critiquing the student's work. Both very valuable, but just from different perspectives. And so I think the students learned a lot. So it's been fun to sort of watch her develop over time and watch her career grow and develop, keep in touch with her, be able to bring her back to campus. And she's actually also connected with some students who are interested in working at Procter & Gamble, sort of just to give them some advice on how to pursue their career path. So it's fun to watch students grow and develop in that way and go from being student to being professional to being mentor. That's very satisfying.
With the speed at which technology has evolved over the past few years, what changes do you think you'll see in the tools creatives use as well as in the tools used to communicate?
It's just really crazy to keep up with. So it's tremendous, the fast pace of technological change. And with graphic design and with some of the other forms of art too, new media, it's not just the computer and the software on the computer, it's also social media. And so used to be we were having trouble keeping up with all the software developments and just keeping abreast of all those changes. But there's been really quite a shift in actually design practice, I think, in a lot of ways, because of social media and because of the way we now interact, not just through printed pieces and packaging and environmental design, but also now through social media and that realm of marketing, which definitely has a design component to it as well. And it's important for designers to be very up to speed on that. So that's kind of a new development that I think designers, and I know in our own curriculum, we need to pay more attention to training designers on social media strategy and how that works for their clients as well as everything else. There's just such a broad range of tools now. So if somebody comes to you with problem to solve, there's communication problem. There's a lot of different ways to communicate with your target audience now. So being able to choose the right means of communication, you know, is it a package? Is it a box in a Kroger's? Or is it better to use Facebook? Or is it better to use a blog? Or is it better to use a direct mail piece? So that complexity, I think, is something that is a challenge for all of us to keep up with.
In the midst of an ever-changing world, what main piece of advice do you have for creatives getting started in this field? Could you maybe tell us a little about the book you wrote on the subject?
Yeah, I wrote that book a few years ago, probably needs to be updated, got a lot of different advice in it. One of the really fun things about writing that book was I connected with a lot of designers throughout the country to get their take on things and to write some case studies. And because, you know, everybody has different experience. When I thought about that question, I kind of thought about it globally, like what's the one piece of advice I would give? And I think the question I get actually a lot from prospective parents and students is, you know, what would be the one quality that you think is most important for a graphic designer? And I would extend that out to any artist, really. And I always tell them that it's curiosity. And people are always surprised when I answer that. You know, I think a lot of people think, oh, it's talent or your ability to draw or your ability to design beautiful things. And I think that's important, but for the long haul, I think if you're a curious individual who always wants to keep learning, that's what's going to keep you a fresh creative, because that's a core thing that is going to keep you growing and developing. You could have great Photoshop skills, you could have great drawing ability, but if you're not curious, you're going to stagnate really fast. But if you're curious, you can always learn those new things, those new skills. And if you're always looking to grow and develop, I think you'll be just fine as a creative. So that would be my big piece of advice, would be to never let yourself get stale. And it's easy to start getting stuck in a rut, and it's easy to just sort of spin your wheels from time to time, but just to sort of continually make yourself learn new things and continually be curious in your career. And I think that probably extends to just your personal life and your personality as well.
On a final note, what advice do you have for faculty at Miami University and even sister institutions in regards to encouraging their students and keeping the career component in mind?
I think the thing for me that's most important is to not think about our disciplines or even college as being siloed. What we teach and where we teach it is all connected to a bigger picture. And that bigger picture extends down into high school to prospective students and families. And then it extends out on the other end to companies, businesses, nonprofits, organizations, museums. So we are part of a big puzzle, right? I guess that's where the ivory tower, those sort of notions come from. This idea that the university is somehow walled off or somehow disconnected from the real world. I think that's why we use the words the real world. And that, I think, getting away from that notion that we're not the real world is really important, and to remember that we are not siloed and we shouldn't be siloed from one another. So we should be working in interdisciplinary ways. We should be connecting the disciplines to one another, our students. We should encourage them to do not just majors, but also, you know, we have the lovely thematic sequence at Miami, but we also have great minors, and I have many students who also double major. So getting a variety of experiences and then connecting to the outside world and thinking about how we can really be partners with this so-called outside world and become part of that real world and always be connected to it, I think is really important, especially when it comes to this idea of a career component, because that's where our students are headed and our students will learn here. But if I've done my job well, my former students will be learning and learning and learning and learning their whole lives. And so this is just a connected piece along the way to the bigger picture.
Career Services. Please email show requests to careerservices@muohio.edu, care of Craig Michael Patrick. Peg received her Bachelor of Fine Arts from Indiana University and her Master of Fine Arts from Yale, both in graphic design. Her commercial